Rereading Pride and Prejudice, I think it's very helpful to spend some time thinking about the situations that Austen creates so carefully. Much of the novel, when you first read it, is from Elizabeth's point of view. She's such a compelling character, and every reader is attracted to Elizabeth Bennet's view of the world, I think. But I think as you reread it, you have the time to stand back a little bit from the plot, because you know what's going to happen. So partly you're seeing Elizabeth's slight misreadings or misjudgments of situations, which gives you a certain amount of enjoyment. But you've also got time to look at the minor characters and perhaps think about why Mrs. Bennet is the way she is. You know, perhaps she has some reasons for having such a sort of nervous disposition, and maybe her situation with five unmarried daughters and a house that is only theirs as long as her husband stays alive is actually quite a stressful one, given the few suitable families in the area. How is she going to find husbands for all these daughters? So instead of seeing things so much from Elizabeth's point of view, rather irritated by her mother, you actually can step back and think, oh well, actually Mrs. Bennet isn't in the easier situation. Mary Bennet as well, minor character, but we're actually told she's the only plain one in the family. It's not an easy situation for a young woman to be in. And I think as you reread the novel, you attend to the minor characters, lots of the details, you think round the situations and think, well, why are things the way they are? And there's an astonishing amount of detail in the text that gives us ways of thinking imaginatively about the narrative from different perspectives. So it's very kind of rewarding from that point of view.